When Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, 9 lines from the top, end of the line, Amar Rav Sheshes. Nope, Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, time man did not pick the Yom in Nisan, but someone that goes out during the Chodesh Nisan, during the month of Nisan, the Chayzi Lenei Dekai Melavulai, and he sees a tree, and we'll call this blossoming, for convenience sake. Omar, this is the bracha that he says during Chodesh Nisan. This is bracha, it's Ilonis that we know of. Bracha, and it's the whole Shem Machos. Shaloh Chisa B'Olamo Klum, that nothing in his world is lacking. Uborofo Brio Tovod, and he created beautiful, nice creations. Yilonot Tovod, and beautiful trees. Lit Naot Behem B'nei Adam, that people could have benefit from. That's the sugya in the Gemara, and as we know in Halacha, there's mountains and mountains of Halachas on everything. If it's Nisan, Dafkamis, Nisan, not Dafkamis, and one tree, two trees, in the town, out of the town, when can you make the bracha? If it's earlier, if it's not, then all those things. A lot of Halachas on these things, but this is the bracha that we make once a year when we go out, and it's a Birkas Hanah. Berkus Shvach, sorry. Omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. We're going to have a bunch of statements from Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia in the name of Rav, Omer Rav. Menayim Shmir Varachim Alaveach. This was the question we had yesterday. So now it's coming at the end of the sugya. From where do we know that you make a brach on Reach? Now we had in the beginning of the parak, anyone that has a nar from its usher, the note from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. So why are we asking again over here? So the Mephoshim explained that there's a different type of hanah. When we say that it's us for a person to have hanah in this world, it could be deep hanahs. For example, you eat something, you digest it, it affects the whole body, it lasts with you. But a bracha on reyach is just a fleeting pleasure. It's not a deep pleasure. It doesn't absorb into the body. You don't take it with you afterwards. Maybe that klal doesn't count for over here. So therefore we need a different pasuk. So that's why the Gemara is bringing a new pasuk. Menayin shmevarchim ala reyach, shenemar kol ha-neshama tahalel ka. All the neshama should praise you. Ezehu davar shenashama nehenit mimeno, which item the neshama has benefit from, it ain't a guf nehena. It says kol ha-neshama tahalel ka, not kol ha-adam or kol ha-guf. What thing only the neshama has on, not the guf? Mimeno ha-vyomer zehareyach. That's a reyach. Okay, vyomer. V'yomar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omer Rav, Atidim Bechor Yisrael She'itnu Reach Tov Kilovanan. In the future, the youth of Yisrael will give off a scent like the Levanon. Shinamar Yilchu Yonko Tav, the youth will go, V'hiyak Reach Hodu, and it will be like a Reach, like a Zayat, sorry, Zayat Hodu, V'reach Lo Kilovanan, and the Reach will be them like the Levanon. Omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, a lot of Agudah statements in their name. Some of them will have halakhic ramifications. Omer Rav Mai Dichtiv, Erakol Asa Yafa Bi'itom. Everything is nice in its time, or it's in its place. Melamit Shekol Echad V'Echad Yafa Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umnato B'Fanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nation in the world that everybody's job will be pleasing before him, will be Yafa Lo, be nice to him, whatever his job is. This is what people say. Even the person has the job to feed the dava ache, the chazia, which he's got to hang up some kind of like soft fruit that's all mixed in with the garbage and everything. Even the person that does that, he'll do it himself. Or if you look on the gears on the side of Masoras Hashas, he quotes the Orach, Lididid Aziel. But lovingly, he'll go out and he'll do it. People like the work they do, and Rashi mentioned Sivashi up until now. Litanot, lahanot, kilvanon, shmerechim alav ubrachav. It has a beautiful scent to it. Yafalo minato, afilo borsi. Even a borsi, that someone who's a tanner that has the job is a very smelly job. Naralo minato, he likes it being enough. It's nice to him. V'yatzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay, and Hashem did it, shelo yichsor ha'olam umnot. That nothing should be lacking in the world. No job should be lacking at all in the world. Koretz rak ha'gadol bedekel, some kind of gourd. Tala tola chazir, they hang it up for the chazir. He has to first roll it in the eshpa, and that's his job. So every job in the world becomes beloved on a person to another person. They'll look at it, ah, I would never want to do it. But Hashem made it that way, that this way all the everything that has to be done in the world is done. Another statement. This one I saw a nice explanation on, or a nice nafkamin that we do. Avuka kishnayim v'yareya kishlosha. When it comes to at nighttime, when you have different type of ruchorot, shindalids, okay? Two people, and avuka, if you're carrying a avuka, it has a din like two people. The areyak, and when the moon is shining, it has a din like three people. And the Gemara will explain what you shindalids, shadim, do when there's two people or three people. Iboy Elohu, first we're going to ask, does it mean two besides him, three besides him, or two or three? It's, for example, he's carrying, someone is carrying an avuka, and the avuka is kishnayim plus him, or it's just shnayim. Iboy Elohu, avuka kishnayim, a torch has a din like shnayim when it's dealing with shindalas, bahadi didei. Is it including him, or Dilma Avuka Kishnaim Levad Medidei, or is it two besides him, and there's really three over here? Tashma, we'll bring the Raya from the second part. V'yareya Kishlosha, the Raya, the moon, is like three. Iyamar Bishlama Bahadi Didei, if you want to tell me, I'll tell you it's Beseder, Shapir. It makes sense that he is considered one of the three. Why? Iyamar Levad Medidei, if it's besides him, there's the Avuka, is three plus him. Arba lamali, why do you need four? There's no reason when you're dealing with the halachot of shindalas that you need four. V'homimar, we have a statement from the master. Le'echad, if you have one person at nighttime, this shindalas, le'echad, nira umazik, one person walking along at nighttime, a shindalas would appear to him and damage him. Lishnaim, if you have two, and this way if you have an avuka, it has a din of two. Lishnaim near the enomazik, it will scare the wits out of him, but it's not going to damage him. Lishlosha eno nira kol ikra. If you have three, it's not going to appear to him at all. So there's no need to have four. So since the yareya, the best thing you can have is like three, and there's no reason to have four with him. So it must be that the three is including him. So therefore, avuka is two, including him. And lav shmamina avuka kishnayim. And avuka is a din like shnayim, bahadei didei, it's with him, shmamina. So therefore, when the moon comes out, it has a din like three. So the Sefer Ma'on Avrocha from Rav Stern brings down that when we say Kiddush Levona, at nighttime we say the pasuk tipul aleihem eimata upachad, that it should fall on them your fear and your aim and your pachad. Why are we saying this? Because when the moon comes out, it has a din like three. And now the shindalids are all afraid. They run away from you, and you have protection from it, because the moon has three on it. And that's why he says, normally there's a din, it's brought down in Masechta Megillah, that you don't say shalom. You don't give shalom to someone at nighttime. Maybe they're a shindalid, and therefore they bring down that you don't say shalom to someone at nighttime. But on Kiddush Levona, since the moon came out and has a din like three, and the shindalids run away from it, the pachad is on them, and they're not going to appear to you, you're not going to damage, you could say Shalom Aleichem to someone, and I guess you say three times to people to show you that there's a din of three going on over here, and there's no shindalas. And that's where we get all our minhagim, everything that we say in our tefillahs is all based on something. It's a wonderful Torah.
Why you don't give Shalom at night?
You don't say Shalom to people at night. Could be today's different, because they bring down that one of the missions of the Baal Shem Tov was he banished shindalas completely.
And you don't say Shalom, maybe you're saying
to a shindalas, and it can damage you. Okay, when it comes today, shindalas, we don't have the same halakhas that applied then. It doesn't apply. It brings down different reasons.
What's the word avuka mean?
A torch. It has a, it scares them away, but not completely. Okay, another statement from the same author. V'yomer Rav Zutra bar Tuvia omer Rav, V'yomer La omer Rav Chana bar Bizna omer Rav Yishmin Chasida, already getting into Tanoim. There are even those that say that it's from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's statement. Noach lo liadim shiapil atzmo letok kifshonesh. It is preferable for a person to throw himself in a fiery furnace, v'yal yavim p'nei chaveiro b'ravim, rather than embarrassing someone in public. Menalim, where do we know it from? From last week's Parsha. Mitzmar, from Tamar. Shinamar v'hi mutzeit v'hi shalcha. That she brought forth the simanim from Yehuda. Rashi says, just real quickly, we have to back up one. Liecha nira ha-shindalad umaziko. To one it will appear the shindalad and will damage him. He mutzeit v'hi shalcha. What was going on over there? V'ilu behed yilo amar. Elu simanim shel Yehuda. She didn't say it explicitly that these are the simanim of Yehuda. What did she do? V'lo ani haran. From him I'm pregnant. Elu le'ish asher elu lo anochi hara. Rather she sent it. She found it and she sent and said that the one whose these are, I'm pregnant from. Yodu yodu. If he admits it, he admits it. If he love, it's sorry. I'll get burnt. V'lo yalvim panach. I'd rather not embarrass him at all. So we learned from Tamar that it's better to even put yourself in sakana nefashos. Over here, normally we say that the big thing is yarg v'lo yavor, right? Over here also, it has a din of yarg v'lo yavor, and the mafoshim won't discuss it. We only have three. How does this one get into it? Is it minas tovos? Is it not a minas tovos? But at least the musa should be ingrained on us on how careful and sensitive we have to be to other people. We learn from the great tzaddikas Tamar that she made the cheshbon and she's praised on the cheshbon, that she'd rather let herself be killed than to chas b'shalom embarrass another person b'rabim.
When Rav Lass spoke on Parshat Noach, he, on the dinim of Retzach, explaining how Yalpid Chenu b'rabim is a part of dinim Retzach.
Ah, Baruch Hashem. And if you're listening to this on the net, you can just quickly click to Parshat Noach and get the Tana Rabbanim. Back to Berakas Reach. Aviu lefanav shemen v'hadas. He has shemen v'hadas. Shemen would be oil that was either steeped in the thing to give it a perfume smell to it, or hadas. So we already know you make a bray atzvei b'samim.
Atzei.
Thank you. So we have a machloket. Beis shami amrim mevorek ala shemen. First you make the bracha on the shemen. Tiyakav mevorek ala hadas. And afterwards you make the bracha on the hadas. Well, beis hillo amrim mevorek ala hadas. Tiyakav mevorek ala shemen. Then you make a bracha on the shemen. Now lamaisa, there's a problem in the girsah over here. Okay, we're saying, let's just deal with beis hillo, because that's how it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Gemara is going to say more like beis shammai. Beis hillo says you have two in front of you, make a bracha on the hadas, and afterwards you make a bracha on the shemen. Okay, it obviously must be two different brachas. Okay, the Rif brings down, you make a bracha on the hadas, and you potter the bracha on the shemen. And Beis Shammai says you make a bracha on the shemen, and you potter the bracha on the hadas. Probably speaking that it's the should be, is it the same bracha or not the same bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that if it's the same bracha, you make on the hadas first, and he explains, because the hadas is be'en, you see where the bracha, you see that it's from an eitz. Mashenke in the shemen, you don't see it's from the eitz. So since it's more distinguishable where the bracha comes from, it's better to make the bracha on it. We'll see what this for Beit Shammai is in a minute. When they're not the same bracha, meaning the hadas you make b'rei atzei b'samim, and the shemen you make b'rei minei b'samim, the Shulchan Aruch would say you'd also make on the hadas first. Because the hierarchy of the bracha is, you always make the more specific bracha first. And since atzei b'samim is more specific from the shemen, you make it on the shemen. And you make it on the hadas before the reminei b'samim. So again, the machlok and the gemara tana rana aviyu lefnav shemen v'hadas. Beis shami mivarek ala shemen v'yachak mivarek ala hadas. Beis hilami mivarek ala hadas v'yachak mivarek ala shemen. Say it's the same bracha. Omer Rebbe Gemaliel. Ani achriya shemen zach ani achriya. I'm going to paskin on this. Neither what we said before, that b'makom beis hillel, there's no halacha, there's not even, we don't even consider it a machloket. He says, I'm going to be machriyovia like beis shammai. Why? Shemen zachinu l'reach, u'zachinu l'sichaso. Shemen has two qualities to it. you could smell it, and also you can anoint your hands with it. Hadas l'recho zachino l'zachitzo lo zachino, and therefore the shemen should have a preferability over the hadas. This is two purposes going with it. Mashenkin Beitzol says no, since it's more distinguished, and you're making the bracha on the reach, that's the bracha that you make on it. We don't make a bracha on sikh at all. There's only one bracha over here, and we look at the hierarchy of brachas. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Beis Hillel. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha, he says, halacha, kedivri ha-makriya. I'm paskin halacha like the one who's makriya, Rabbi Gamaliel, that you should make it first on shemen before hadas. Rav Papa, ikli lebei Rav Huna, Rei Devav, he happens to be at their house. Iki aiti lekamayu shemen bahadas. They brought in front of him both shemen bahadas. How did he do? Is he going to go like Beis Hillel? Is he going to go like Rabbi Yochanan? Shakel Rav Papa barich ahadas bereisha. First he made the bracha on hadas, v'had the barich ashemen, and afterwards he made on the shemen. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamaliel, rather like Beis Hillel. Amalei lo sabal amar halachi k'divrei machriya. Don't you hold like what Rav Yochanan said, that the halacha is like the divrei machriya, and she be like should be like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Amalei hachi omer Rava. This is what I heard in the name of Rava. Halacha k'Beis Hillel. Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Now this part of the Gemara Rashi learns it, others don't learn it. Velohi, it's not so. Lishtamuti nashi hudiavi. Really, the halacha of Rava never said that. But he was embarrassed that he was caught in a position that since that he was wrong on the halacha, and he just said that the halacha is like, that Rava said halacha is like Beis Elishtamute Nashe, in order to get himself out of the sticky predicament, Hudi Avi. Rashi, Shemin Bahadas, Besofa Suda, Shemin Lasach Yadav, Liavia Zahumat Ha'okli, in order to remove the dirt from the eating. Bahadas La Rea Kamoshi Amano. Aniach v'il etzad beis shamay. Zachinu l'reicho u'l'sichato. Because shemen has two qualities. Kegon mashke kavisha. It was oil that already had nice besamim soaked in it. Hilchak shemen adif. That's according to beis shamay. V'lohi, it was not true that Rav Papa, it was not true that Rava said halacha is like beis hillel. Lohi. He was embarrassed. Lefi shatar. And he tried getting out of it. It's a funny Gemara, but Lemaisa, the Gvor and the Rif don't chorus this. And sof, we bring down Halacha's Beis Hillel. So obviously the poskim don't bring this down. That rather they bring down, the Torah brings down straight out. Omer Rava Halacha's Beis Hillel. And we poskim like Beis Hillel over here. Okay, Tana Rabbanan.
And then they hold that they're different brachot, you say?
Yeah, so the thing is, when you have shemen brought in front of you and hadas, if it's the same bracha, you just make on hadas and potter the shemen, like the girsa that's found in the rif. If it's different brachas, you make on brei atzeit or something first, because it's a more specific bracha.
We're talking the shemen zayit.
No, because you're dealing with a bracha on the reich.
What shemen?
If you took something nice smelling and you soaked it in oil in order that the oil now is called the reich, from it now you have nice perfume.
From any plant.
Yeah. So they bring down over here that not all perfumes can you make brachas on. Synthetic perfumes, no. Chemical perfumes, no. But if it's actually things that have been soaked, or if it's musk like we saw already, there's brachas on it. They also mention over here that it's not, if it's for the zahumat of the meal, if it's to remove bad odors, that's not called a besamim, and you won't make a bracha on that either. So any freshness, even if the air freshness, even if it has things on it, we'll leave breath left. There's a whole composition of one and one not to say bracha.
Why synthetic not?
I don't know.
I mean, these days, so much of the food you eat is almost completely synthetic as well.
I mean, an ainbo mamish. We'll leave it rough to cover these materials. Tana Rabbanan, Avil is named Shemin V'Yayin. Okay, what takes preference, Birkas Hana or Birkas Hareya? He has in front of him Shemin, nice smelling Shemin, L'chor. V'yayim. And he has yayim. V'shamimim, this is yoda. First, ochez ha-shemen b'yamino, take the shemen in your right hand. V'yet ha-yayim b'smolo, and take the wine in your left hand. Mivarak ha-shemen v'choz mivarak ha-yayim. Then make a bracha. First make a bracha what's in your right hand, on the shemen, meaning the birkas ha-reach comes first, and then you make a bracha on the yayin. And then Mefarshim explained, because the hana that you get from the shemen comes before the yayin. It's just by smelling it. Even from a distance, you can make a bracha. Masha enkein, the yayin, you have to actually put it in your mouth and digest it. So therefore, Beit Shammai holds that korov, since it's korov to you, it's quicker to be mekayim it, that takes the preference on the bracha. Beis Hillel mim, ochez et a yayin b'yamino, v'yet ha-shemen b'smolo, and the shemen in the left, mevarak ala yayin, v'choz mevarak ala shemen. First you make the bracha on the yayin, which is a deeper pleasure, v'choz mevarak al ha-shemen. And afterwards you make the bracha on the shemen. Now the question is, do you have to put the shemen in your right hand? Now I didn't see it talked about, but I just thought from Havdalah. How do you make Havdalah? You have the shemen, the besamim, and the yayin. So you take the yayin in your right hand, the besamim in your left hand, you hold them both, b'shas maisa, you make the bracha on the wine, you put down the wine, put the besamim in your right hand, and you make the bracha on your right hand. So stama, that's what's going on over here, even though they didn't mention transferring it to the other hand, but since we see that there's a preference to make the brachas in the right hand, you should put down the wine, transfer over the besamim, and now make a bracha on the besamim. Continue with Beis Hillel. He made a bracha on the yayin, and then he's chozim mivarach al hashemen. And now what you need to do is hands smell very nice, and we're going to see it's not so nice for Talmid Chachamim to go out all perfumed. It's not the Talmid Chachamim type of thing to do. So what should he do with it? Tachlo b'rosh hashamish. He has a little servant over there, so he should wipe his hands on the head of the shamash. But it doesn't smell good. Okay. We have different feelings of human dignity here. Yeah. Okay, that's how they treated the shamash. Maybe he liked it. The shamash went there. How often does he get nice smelling things on his head? So you wipe it on his head. Pim shamash tamar chacham. But if his shamash happens to be tamar chacham, who? Tachu bekotel. You should wipe it on the kotel. It's a genai for a Talmud Chacham to go out for the shuk when he's mifusam. Rashi, shemen v'yayin, zeo yayin shaliach ha-mazon. We're dealing with yayin after the mazon. V'ein zeh koshal brocha. If it's the koshal brocha, everybody's going to agree that it has preference. Chos mivarach ala yayin, kagon b'chol, we're dealing with chol, she'ena yayin keva. The Eda Yain Shalifnei Mazon Potter, and the Yain will not potter anything. Shemin be amino. Bethi Sha'alav Mivorek Techila. Rashi says, since it's on him to make the bracha first, that's the Cheshivas of right. Mivorek Hala Shemin, Berei Shemin Arev. We're dealing with over here, Berei Shemin Arev. Does anybody know what we say Berei Shemin Arev on? One thing. The Pesumin tree, which is a very kosher tree, even though it's such a chashuva bracha and such a chashuva object, still be still holds you make on the wine first. Talk of Rosh Hashamish. In order that he should not go out with his hands smelling nice in the shuk, shekinai hu l'tamachachem. It's a genai for tamachachem. So the Gemara here now brings down Tanu Ramesh. She should devorim. Ganai l'tamid chacham. There are six things that are ganai for the tamid chacham, and the Gemara is going to list the six, and then the Gemara is going to explain all six of them, and that will bring us basically to the end of the Yama today. We'll finish that. Okay. Six things are ganai for tamid chacham. Now, if you want to ask, am I a tamid chacham or not? We had already earlier, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says not everybody can take the crown of a tamid chacham. So I remember years ago when I was sitting in Torah Or. There was a halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that one should read Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. And the halacha says, but if you're Talmud Chacham and your heart desires Gemara, you should learn Gemara. So I asked Rav Chaim Dovaltuski, do I have a din of a Talmud Chacham? I want to learn Gemara on Rosh Hashanah. He says, do you want to be a Talmud Chacham? I said, yes. He says, well, you're not going to become a Talmud Chacham by reading Tehillim all day. Learn your Gemara. So if one wants to be a Talmud Chacham, this is aspects of how a Talmud Chacham should act, at least act like one. Al yatzei, al yetz kishehu mevusam. You shouldn't go out smelling nice. Leshuk. Why? Oh, it doesn't say. We'll explain in a minute. Al yetzei yachidi b'layla. Don't go out by yourself at nighttime. Al yetzei b'na'alim mitulayim. Don't go out with shoes that have patches on it. V'yal yitzaperim isha b'shuk. Don't speak to an isha in the shuk. V'yal zibbechorei shel ami arts. Don't sit around with groups of ami arts, ignorant people. V'yal yikanis b'yachron on the base medrash. And don't be the last one to come in the base medrash. V'yishomrim, and now we have an addition. Af lo yafasiya p'siya gasa. Don't walk fast. V'yal yahalev b'kuma zakufa. Don't go out walking tall and proud. Okay, let's explain all six of them. Al yitzik kishum evu sam l'shok. Why not? Or what's the din of this? Omer Rav Abba b'reid the Rav Chia bar Abba. Omer Rav Yochanan b'makom shechashurim al mishkal zachar. We're dealing with places where people are choshed on homosexuality. And we're afraid, as Rashi says, shechashurim al mishkal zachar. If it's sunim atzmam and they make themselves smell nice, kideshit avu lahem, that they should become a tiber for others. So in places like that, don't go out smelling nice. Amarev sheishis lo amu eleba bigdo. This halacha is only when you freshen up your clothing. Aval begufo, but to use a nice cologne, there's no problem at all with it. And you see, it's preferable to have a nice smell than a not nice smell. Because I might say there's a kiddush in Chil Hashem over here.
What difference does it make if you put on your clothes or on your body?
Obvious. When you put on your body, the smell of your body takes a little bit away from it.
You put on your clothes?
It doesn't.
No, but somebody walks by, it'll smell wherever it is, whether it's in the clothes or on the body.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it's less intense when it's on your body than if you perfume your clothes. You're really smelling. You're like announcing yourself to that felt. We're going to have other workers on women. This one is tough because this is women, I guess, don't get attracted to the nice smells like maybe men would. Men smell. Maybe that was the simin among them, that if someone is very levusam, that was their sign.
You're men's type, you're not worried about women's type.
Yeah, men, this was an attraction for men. Right, they spend millions of dollars figuring out what perfume women should wear, not what colognes men should wear. That's the main market. But a man should have. It's nice, it's better. I know my boss in my yeshiva says, you know, Americans come in, chas v'shalom, you smell bad. It makes such a chil Hashem, especially on the American crowd. Aval b'gufo, zeya me'avolei. The zeya, his personal sweat, will take at least enough of it away that it's not a problem. Only with Papa, what about his hair? The Sa'ara Kabigdo, he says his hair is like his beged, damu, and therefore you cannot wear it. The Amalei, and others say, Kikufo dami, that you can wear it. Rashi, the Sa'ara Kabigdo dami, the lo shchiach bezea. There's not so much sweat going on in the hair, and the other one, the Amalei Kikufo, the shkit bezea. There's enough over there that's going to remove someone's perfume.
This is a problem. Why only Talmud Chochem? Anyway, shouldn't
Yeah, but no, because we don't want to be choshed. These are dinim of being choshed. But the Talmud Chochem, he has to be completely clean. Someone walks around, maybe, maybe not, but the Talmud Chochem, we want him to be actually no chashoshot at all. He should walk around that way. These are chumers. Don't go out by yourself at night. We're afraid that maybe, Rashi says, Shoznut. What is he going out by himself at nighttime? Who is he going to meet? So we're afraid that maybe there's something going on over there, and there's a chashad on him, and therefore don't go out by yourself. We're talking about where he doesn't have an appointment to learn, or there's not something going on. If he was koveya fixed a meeting place where everybody knows he's going to the base medrash, where there's a shir or something going on, made the idea the idna kayaz. Everybody knows that he's going to his meeting place. Rashi, delo kavile idna. That we know that if there's not a set time that the Rebbe has to learn with them at nighttime, don't go out with shoes that are patched. There's a riot for him. It's just a gnai. to go out with patched shoes. Eini, v'ha've b'chir ba'ave natek, he did go out with patched shoes. We're dealing with a patch on a patch, that's a gnoy. But just the patch seems not to be a gnoy. We're only talking about a panta. Vashi says panta is sha'al gabi regal. They had two parts of the shoe. There was one on the regal part, and there's a gilda that was on the heel part, or the ankle part. So we didn't say it's only a gnoy when it's on the panta. Aval b'gilda late bar. Over panta lo amu, and even on the regal part, it's not a gnoy. Ela b'orcha. That's when you're outside in the streets. Aval b'beitin late lan bar. It's not a gnoy. For lo amu ela b'yamotachama. This is only in the summertime. Aval b'yorek shamim late lan bar, because it's very muddy and no one really noticed. The mud covers up the patches. Okay. And they have other halachas of shoes also. A lot of things. Talmud Chachamim shouldn't have their shoes under their bed.
Shoes were expensive.
They had a lot of chashivas shoes. Chazal
understand.
It's proper etiquette. They understood what proper etiquette was on those days. Don't speak to women in the shuk. Even your own wife. Okay, so this one's your wife, right? Tanya nami haki afilu he ishto afilu he bitu afilu achotu. His wife, his daughter, his sister. You don't speak to women in the marketplace. Why? Lefisha ain a kol bekiyim bikrovotav. Because not everybody is an expert on who's his relative. When they see a Talmud Chacham schmoozing with girls in the shuk, it happens to be his daughter. Well, he's speaking to a young girl over here. It's not nice. People would be choshed on him, and therefore, we restrain.
It's the difference between a Talmud Chacham and a regular person who sees things is Chilul Hashem. Someone who looks and is known to be a Talmud Chacham, so there's more of a chance of Chilul Hashem. A regular guy doing these things is not Chilul Hashem.
Then you could kick in the perky apples, right? Don't speak too much.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things, but it's a chashad. Even that the other people have a mitzvah dan l'chav schud, but still you don't put yourself in a position that people can have to exercise. Yeah. I saw put down halachas with sisters that a person should either make her dinner or allow to touch your sister, not you know, if she's bothering you, pick her up and you throw her out of your room. I was told that type of touching. But when there's other people around that don't know that she's your sister, you should be free.
Well, there's a difference between talking, you know, being kissed and talking, isn't there? And you're in the show.
Okay, so we're dealing with a Talmud Chacham that's supposed to have an impeccable reputation. So over here, there's extra chumers on the Midrash, like you're saying. But again, we'll have Rav Luft to explain exactly where the getter of these things are. We're just going through the Gemara here.
You see, here from Mitzvokim is somebody that people think is a Talmud Chacham.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham.
Yes.
A beer and glasses. And
no, it makes a big difference.
The Chacham would say, world, if you're dressed like a Haredi,
that's right.
Like a Haredi.
That's right. You have to. Once you put the kippah on, you're in a different world altogether. People are looking at you and they expect things different, and you have to act differently.
When it says medaber or mesaper, it could also have said medaber, but if it would have said medaber, then it would be that you can't speak to it. When it says mesaper, I think there's a Gemara, and I believe it's in Chulin. It's either in Chulin or Shabbos, I can't remember which one, where there's a discussion about it. It says that mesaper means you can't yarbesicha.
Or secrets altogether.
How are the yarn?
Yeah, so you hear that. You could speak to it. You know, how much are the yarn? You have to ask. But over here, Yisape would be having on a sipur, a sefer. You're having a whole Megillah going on between them.
More than you have in the
yeah, good deal. That's Yisape, but tell your wife I need some money. Or in more cases, she needs money, and you have to tell her no, whatever. But give instructions. That would be different. Yeah. You shouldn't sit or do seva, I guess, have meals with Amir. It's my time up. You might be drawn after them. Instead of you having the influence on them, they will probably have your choshet that they will have the influence on you, and therefore you shouldn't sit with them. Don't be the last one to come to the base medrash. Mishum dekoyle posheya. They call him a posheya or an atzlan. A laziness. Look at this guy coming in late to the base medrash. You got to be careful on these things. Bimora gishamim vashi. Just finish off on these vashis. Bimora gishamim hatit mechaseu. Because the mud covers it up. Afilu yishto she'en hakol mekirim ba vechoshtinoto. They'll be kosher on him. Dekoyle posheya mitatzel. He's lazy. The Eshomim and the extra ones that we said, Aflo Yafasia Pasia Gasa, don't take large steps. Yom Mar Pasia Gasa, Notel de Chad Mith, Tufko 500 Memoria Eno. When you run fast in this world, and it's also understood, when you're running from here to there, it removes 1/500 of your vision. You can't see so clearly, or you can't make the proper Cheshbon if you're running from place to place. Shaladam. My Tikante, what's the Tikana? Lahaji Bekadusha debate Shamshay. You go after hearing Kiddush in the shul. Rashi, Shishot Kosh Shal Kiddush B'Shabbos B'Laila, or sorry, B'Beit Shamshay in the evening, you drink from the Kiddush. And I heard from Rabbi Damila, why does Kiddush make a difference? Because if you're running around all week, and you take the moment when you're making Kiddush, and you say, Yom HaShishi, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, it puts your perspective back in line over there, and that's one of the purposes of Kiddush. Stop, make the declaration that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and that gives you back your eyesight. Don't walk proud, haughty, upright. Even for amos, it pushes away the legs of the Shekhinah. It's a sign of kaiva. Hashem fills all the world, and you're fully standing up tall, also trying to fill the world. You're pushing away the Shekhinah, and therefore one should walk humbly.